morning, Tara.
Justin Timberlake. Good morning, Casey.
He said break it down. It Rocket and I broke it down.
Yes, Tara's just sitting there like a...
I am so sorry.
What a boring girl. Hey, congratulations to Natalie Stevens. She won the trip to see Justin Timberlake in Las Vegas.
You know, yesterday our temperatures were just as nice as Vegas. You know, some people hit up to 73, 74 degrees yesterday.
It felt amazing yesterday until around 5:30, and I walked outside and I was like, what is happening? The skies are gray and it's cold.
I think it happened there because, you know, you were sending the text messages out, and then right literally when I was leaving dinner, It just happened real fast.
I sent it your way. I said, I do not like this. Go up north. And it did.
All right. What's the weather going to be like today? Because it was kind of foggy when I left Briarcliff area.
I'm way out in West Shawnee, almost to DeSoto. And when I left this morning, it was a little bit foggy and it was very drizzly and cloudy. And we're going to have a high of 56 today and pretty cloudy all day.
All right. We'll keep you updated.
Mix 93.3, Kansas City's number one hit music station. Paparazzi ain't got nothing on this girl. Teresa's tabloid trash.
Kevin Smith, actor, director, writer. He has made a video and posted it. Let me catch you up to date if you don't remember. He had a massive heart attack, only 47 years old. It happened on Sunday night, and they called a widowmaker. And if he hadn't gone right to the doctor, he would have died. So now he's posting a video, and he got very emotional.
So I just thought about everything and thought about, like, you know, my parents and how they raised me and my brother and my sister and my friends and my wife and my kid and my, like, this weird, wonderful career that I've had for so long and stuff. And I was, like, content. Like, it was weird. I don't know how to say it. I didn't want to die, don't get me wrong. But I was like, well, if the ferryman comes tonight, I got to pay him. Like, what a ride it's been.
That has to be a good feeling, though, knowing that when you had that moment and you look back, yeah, you know what? I've accomplished what I want to accomplish, and I have had a good life, and I'm very blessed. That's a good feeling.
A lot of people don't get there.
I know. You're right. Also, I told you yesterday, the dumbest story ever. You know, because of guns and all that stuff, when people say our thoughts and prayers are with you, people right now are saying, that's not enough. You need to take action. But I told you, Chris Pratt sent a text out to Kevin Smith saying, praying for you, and people attacked him. And his Guardians of the Galaxy director, James Gunn, had to defend him, and now Kevin's defending him.
Poor Chris Pratt, one of my favorite actors on the planet. You know, put up a nice tweet where he's just like, hey, man, I don't know you that much, but, like, I love Clerks and I'm praying for you. And apparently, like, some people were like, your prayers, and attacked him. And then James Gunn had to jump into it, be like, hey, nothing wrong with praying for a person, man. Yes. That, and number one, oh, my God, thanks to Chris Pratt. How sweet was that? But number two, please don't fight over stuff like that. It's a waste of time. Your prayer, whether you're religious or not, somebody's saying, I'll pray for you. This is, like, a good intention. It's very nice.
Exactly.
I don't know if it was planned, but yesterday they had a couple of his movies on Google Fiber yesterday.
Who knows? Who knows if it was planned or not?
Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? All right, so I told you, Tara's been on this emotional roller coaster. The Spice Girls are getting back together. No, they're not. They're back together. No, they're not. Hey, they're back together. Well, we still don't know for sure, but Mel B stopped by The Real yesterday.
I mean, it's been 7 years.
Oh, so you guys haven't seen each other for 7 years
all
together?
Well, we've seen each other separately, but not all five together.
Gosh.
So it was really, really nice.
So it was just like a get-together, you know?
Well, no, we had Spice Girls manager there too, Simon Fuller.
So that means that there's going to be a possible tour?
Something?
Something.
Well, we signed back with Simon Fuller, so...
So it's possible.
This thing, yes.
Why would they sign with their manager?
Okay.
If they're not going to do something.
Teresa, I cannot take the stress of this.
All right. And
the highs
and
the lows.
I knew that it was going to put you back on that emotional roller coaster, so I wanted to end with a happy note. And for no reason, I don't know why she did this, but I know it's going to make you smile. Britney Spears decided to post a video of herself singing New York, New York with a chipmunk filter.
God's spreading the news. I'm leaving today.
Kind of sounds better this way.
She actually does.
You know what's funny? You can still tell it's her.
Is she lip syncing?
I don't know.
I'm into it.
I knew you would be. All right, that's enough. Let's end it. That's your tabloid trash.
Coming up next. Mix 93.3.